guest joins me, and his name is Morris Mizalowski. Morris, welcome to the show again in 2009.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
I'm terrific. What's our topic for the day?
I thought we'd talk about the house of the future today.
Oh, surf the web fridges? They're already here, aren't they?
Absolutely. Who does that, though?
Not me.
No, me either. When I'm surfing the fridge, it's not for the internet.
Googling your fridge.
So the fridge is definitely one of them. But I came across this really interesting story this week that I thought would be a terrific thing for the AFL to pick up.
What is it?
And that's in America. It happened last week. There was a game between the Miami Dolphins, and it got broadcast into the cinemas, 82 movie cinemas. But what was interesting about it was broadcast in 3D.
That'd be good.
So the people that couldn't get to the game, obviously...
Why did this happen, sorry?
Because it could.
Because it could, okay. So it was a deliberate...
It was a deliberate thing. Absolutely. So what ended up happening was there were thousands and thousands of people around America that were watching this game in 3D. It was just the most incredible thing, apparently. Now, wouldn't that be something terrific for a grand final?
Grand final? Don't watch it in the local bar, the pub. Watch it in gold class.
Absolutely. What could be better?
I couldn't think of anything better.
So I thought that was
nice. Like you're really there.
Well, the people that were there were loving it, apparently. As you do when you're a sports fanatic. So it's the next best thing to being there.
What if a blue breaks out?
Then maybe the 3D becomes live.
You'd have to have security.
Well, this could be interesting, too.
You could.
What, would you throw things at the screen?
Well, if a blue breaks out, then the lights come up and they can't see the screen. So they keep everyone under control.
This is true. Or maybe the character's still walking around. I don't know.
The house of the future.
The house of the future.
What's ahead for us?
So really what I wanted to look at was the structural house of the future. It's some work I've been doing with clients over the last year or so and speaking about on the platform quite a bit. One of the big trends moving forward for the next 5 or 6 years as an architect or a builder is the continuation of the indoor-outdoor living that we love very much in Melbourne and Australia. So we're all used to that word, the outdoor, you know, the outdoor lounge room.
Yep, bring the outdoor in and all that stuff.
So that's going to increase more and more. What we're finding now are things in America that are coming out to Australia called rejuvenation rooms.
Right.
In the backyard.
This is just the men's shed.
Absolutely. Isn't that a wonderful euphemism for it?
Yeah.
So now instead of going out to the shed, I'm going out to my rejuvenation room.
Well, what are you going to have? Some bamboo and...
I don't know. Yeah,
Japanese
maybe some,
furniture
some waterfall and something. Yeah, yeah, something going on there. So that's one of the trends, that the backyard's really becoming a major extension of the home.
But the rejuvenation room, what's in a rejuvenation room? Is it like a, you know, you put the quiet music on and...
It's somewhere you go and meditate. You might have your billiard table in there. It's somewhere you can really go and be peaceful and quiet, like an oasis.
Why can't you have a fridge?
I think you should.
Like Darren James does.
I think you absolutely should. If it was mine, I would. I'd have a billiard table and a fridge, and I think that'd be perfect. And a big screen, of course. Couldn't be without the big screen.
That is something that'll happen in the men's shed in the future.
Maybe a 3D one so I can watch the game.
Yeah, the flat screen.
Yeah, the big 3D. So, the indoor-outdoor. The other one that's interesting is the growth of the basement and the loft. But because our housing sizes are getting small, the physical space we have to build on, we're really looking for as much space as we can for our homes. So we're seeing a lot of basements being built now for cars, but also the extension of that is, again, going down into becoming a media room, becoming a billiard room, becoming something else.
That's a very expensive option.
Very expensive, but becoming cheaper. So it's definitely at the high end of it. We're talking 5-10 years from now, so the technologies are becoming cheaper for that to happen.
And older houses that have got the big, like the gabled roof, there's a lot of room up there.
Absolutely.
That's never been used.
And room is absolutely right. You could actually put many of them, 2 or 3 bedrooms or a couple of bedrooms and perhaps an ensuite and a home office as well. So really utilising all of that space that people have is what we're coming up. And what's being termed, another one of these wonderful euphemisms like rejuvenation room, is what's now being called the man cave.
Speaking. Wait, what's that about?
I have no idea. This is a term that we've picked up.
So this is another men's shed.
Absolutely. There seems to be a thread running through this, doesn't it?
The man cave.
The man cave.
Well, what about the woman cave?
It's totally sexist. Totally sexist. So what can I tell you? But that's what they're calling it in the States. Dad's man cave, and they're building him down to the basement. I think it's just to get rid of him.
So it's just going back to the basics of the caveman stuff.
Absolutely. Trying to use all that space that we have.
96900693, what do you think will be in the homes of the future? We'll talk more with Morris Mizalowski after the break. 96900693 or 131332 if you're out of town.
Dennis Walter, talking Melbourne on 3AW 693.
Business futurist Morris Mizalowski is with me in the studio. We're talking about the future of homes. Morris, can you just explain to listeners who are maybe first time with this segment what Business Futurist does?
My work is really making people understand what the future will look like. So I say I take my clients to the future. I show them around, show them what's going to be hot and what's not, who's going to be there and who's not, how to interact with them, and how to make money out of them as well. And I do that both on stage, so I do that through conferences, and I also do that on a consulting basis.
With all sorts of businesses,
small and big? Big and small, and governments as well. And I do that around Australia and around international as well now.
Fantastic. Okay, the future of homes. We've been talking about man caves, where a man could take his man boobs and go out to his man cave,
absolutely,
couldn't he?
That's after he's been to his rejuvenation room.
That's right. Yeah. What else for the rest of the family?
Now, we've seen this in Australia as well for a while. The death of the living room, it really has gone. The what we want now are the big open spaces inside of the home. We don't really want compartmentalised homes anymore.
But do we want the big open spaces near the kitchen?
Yes, absolutely. It's that kitchen living area so that the family can be together all of the time.
Which I find annoying if someone's cooking and you want to watch a telly show, or they want to cook and you're watching the telly show.
I actually love that, because when we built our house, I built it like that. So to me, that's a pleasure, but I understand lots of people don't like that. So what you're finding is that some of the homes actually now have sliding doors. So they're compartmentalised, but they're not. Mm. And that's becoming a trend as well. So the walls really are movable.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So that seems to be the middle ground between the two of them. The other thing is the growth of the home office. But as we change our working structure over the next 10 or 15 years, where people might not go into work 9 to 5, certainly still work, but not go into work 9 to 5, that the home office is becoming more and more important.
I get a lot of emails from people who listen at home, in their home office, and then if they're out on the road from that, they're listening in the car.
Absolutely. So that portability. So it started off as being perhaps a desk in somebody's fourth bedroom or third bedroom, a little corner somewhere, and it grew into maybe being a room that was dedicated to it. What you're finding now is that many homes that are built and will be built over the next 10 years or so will have a dedicated space with its own entrance and with all of its own facilities. So that room really is the office, the quintessential office that you might be used to.
So you could use it to actually meet clients?
Yes. So clients would be able to come to your home, they'd have a separate entrance to come and go from, and really not connected to the house as
such. You won't lose any of your
privacy at all. So you can lock it away, the family is doing what the family wants to do, and you can work and do what you need to do in that totally cocooned environment.
And you can keep it very much as a separate, you shut the door at night and that's it.
Yes, absolutely. And as I said, that's a growing trend towards the way that we'll be working over the next 10 or 15 years. What we're going to find is that people will be working, they'll be working really 24/7, but in the sense of doing projects when it needs to be done. This notion of working between fixed times, for most of us, will disappear because the work will need to be done when the work needs to be done, which means that we might be able to take a week off, we might be able to take a month off, we might work for 2 or 3 weeks solid.
I was reading, can't remember where it was, in the last couple of weeks, about an author who, might be Jeffrey Archer, I can't remember, but the very disciplined, working at home, 2 hours before breakfast, 2 hours at another point of the day writing, 2 hours in the afternoon, and then 2 hours at night.
It's a discipline. It certainly requires it. I mean, I work from home, and I have since 1986, but it's been a secret for the last 20 years because you couldn't tell anyone.
Mm.
But I'm exactly the same. That I have my 2 hours in the morning that are dedicated. I've actually built this cave for myself, and I have a separate entrance and exit, for clients and things to come in and out of. Most of my work's done away from it. But it allows me to be in the home. It allows me to be with my children, to do the things I want to do. And for me, it gives me the quality of life that I want because I really am in both places at once.
Is that a good way to do it, that breaking it up to 2 hours, 2 hours?
For me, it works. And one of the problems I find with people that are starting to work from home is the discipline, that you tend to want to do things that are done at home, like watch TV or play in the garden or talk to the kids. So I find a disciplined approach to it works really well.
Vicky, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, it's Vicky. I would love a house that you could hose out.
That's called a cement house, isn't it?
Well, I've got a cement house, but you can't hose it. Inside.
So you just want to get the hose. We can't.
Inside.
With water restrictions, that would be difficult today anyway, but it's a great idea.
It is. I've always wanted one. I've had many children and grandchildren now, and they're the messiest lot ever. You know what little kids are like.
So what big kids are like.
Big kids are a bit worse sometimes.
So perhaps we could get you some robots that would clean up. Maybe that would be a compromise.
No, you hose the house out.
No, definitely hose.
So no carpet for you, Vicky?
No carpet.
Oh, carpets are making a comeback.
No, blow that. Full of germs and rotten things.
Thank you, Vicky, for your call. We appreciate you calling. 96900693, what do you think will be in the house of the future? Now, a lot of these houses are going to be built on smaller blocks.
They absolutely are.
So again, that use of the loft is a good idea.
The loft and the basement, and using that outdoor space. So really what they're trying to do is to use every square centimetre that they can, or millimetre, of the place to its maximum capacity. You're seeing a lot of garage, or I'm seeing a lot of garage conversions now too, where people are taking off some of the garage and turning it into a room. or using it for some other purpose.
Or building an office.
Or building an office or doing something else. One of the other trends, of course, is that we're bringing more and more technology into our house, and we're going to see a lot of wireless stuff around the house. Now, the cord, not wireless, but not cordless. There was also a great thing last week from the CES, which is the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where we saw, not the first time, but we saw a commercial operation of the wireless globe. So there were no cords connected to this globe at all. It was like the wireless laptop that we have, electricity flowing freely, yeah. Finding the device. And we're told that over the next 10, 15, 20 years, that might become more and more prevalent as well.
What about use of solar energy?
Solar energy is a terrific thing. In Australia, it's been okay. The takeoff of it really hasn't been all that great. The usage of it is still, still a bit iffy. Our problem is that it's very expensive, and the government's given us subsidies to do it, and that's terrific. But its uptake really hasn't been all that great.
Linda, good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Dennis. It was just in regard to your last call and saying about hosing the house out. We've got a joke in our family. Some of our friends reckon it's the funniest thing they've ever heard of. As I was growing up, we didn't have a car, and I used to see my husband cleaning the car in his mother's driveway, and I'd be from a distance, and he'd have the hose and rags and what have you. So after we got married, it was the first car I'd ever had, and I thought you must have hosed the inside of the car out, and it must have had a plug where the water would run out, because in those days, cars didn't have carpet on the floor. It was just like a plasticky thing, or like a rubber mat. So we lived in Albert Park, and I got the hose, and I hosed the car out.
Oh, good one. Good on you, Linda. Thank you for your story. Paul, good afternoon. Paul is gone. Hi, Trudy.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Trudy.
In New Zealand, a lot of the new homes have got laundries either in the garage or behind foldable doors, and that's in big houses.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that. You're absolutely right. That laundry, which used to be a distinct room in many Australian houses, is now hidden behind, as you said, a barrage of doors, maybe within the back of the kitchen or in the garage or some other part of the home. And also, laundry's moving, if you have a second story, moving up to a second story as well. I'm starting to see that quite a bit.
What about, thank you, Trudy, for your call. What about what are houses of the future going to be made from?
We're going to be looking at much as we do now. If we look back 20 years, we're still looking at bricks, we're still looking at cement, we're looking at glass, we're looking at steel. But what we're looking at is highly engineered products within that. So we're seeing things, for instance, like glass, where we have nanotechnology built in glass, and it self-cleans itself. Nanotechnology.
Yep.
So when it rains, hopefully it will rain occasionally, the glass actually cleans itself. We're seeing paints that also clean themselves. So I think we're going to see a smarter use of all those sorts of technology. We're seeing steel now.
You could have some great parties if the paint can clean itself.
Well, you can. And our Virgin jets have that paint on them. So they no longer have to wash the planes.
How does that work?
It's nanotechnology within the paint. So once the paint comes in contact with water, with water particles, it literally slides through the nanoparticles and washes the plane out. It literally just hoses out. So when the planes are in the clouds, it's actually like going through a car wash.
My mate, Michelle, is a cleaner for offices and things. He won't be happy with this news.
Well, he won't, but how many planes does he clean?
None.
So it shouldn't be a real problem.
But he does
problem.
A lot of windows.
A lot of windows. Well, this might be an issue for him.
Yeah, but what about between the showers when the windows do get dirty?
This is true.
I think he'll be safe.
And the issue also is they don't clean the inside. So he'd be able to do the inside at least. And he may not have to get up on the second story ladder anymore.
Yet. Morris, great to talk to you. Where can people find you online?
It's Morris, Your Eye on the Future. .com.
Morris, Your Eye on the Future. .com. Talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.